This physics colloquium, like most others, is designed both to entertain and to instruct. You may not learn much new physics today, but you're going to hear it from a different and highly personal viewpoint. You will also gain a certain amount of insight into the sociology and politics of physics. I'll be glad to answer questions about any of these songs in between numbers. The first one on the program is called The Cyclotronist's Nightmare, or 80 Millicuries by 9:30. It's the first song I ever wrote about physics, and it remains one of the most popular. It was written in 1939, shortly after the construction of the MIT cyclotron, which was built by Stan Livingston under a grant of $35,000 from the Markle Foundation. Built for the purpose of producing radioactive isotopes for biological and medical research, its support was due to the pioneering work at MIT of Saul Hertz in the use of radioactive iodine in the study of thyroid physiology and in the treatment of thyroid disease. I was associated with that work for 5 years, which was actually my first job after getting my degree. After I wrote the song, every cyclotron laboratory in the country was convinced it was written with them explicitly in mind. This merely proves the universality of the social structure described. The boss is, of course, a composite with major contributions from Robley D. Evans and Ernest Lawrence. You're all invited to join in on the first three lines of the refrain after each verse. The fourth line is different, and I'll sing that one. The first three lines go like this. Round and round and round go the deuterons, round and round the magnet swings them, round and round and round go the deuterons. And with that, as introduction, here is the cyclotronist's nightmare.